Welcome to Role Player, a D&D podcast.
That works, I guess.
Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan. I'm playing Seth, the humanish with a mustache warlock. I was trying to remember. It's like, what do I look like right now?
I am Brad, back from the dead.
Yay! Playing Arden.
And there was much rejoicing.
The French nomad, apparently.
I'm Kayla, playing Kaizi, the tabaxi pirate.
I am Austin, and I'm playing Sherry with the Twirl.
I am Ben, playing Reyna, the human ranger.
My name's Sarah. I'm playing a fire genasi named Asar.
Beautiful.
Trying to mix it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, last time on the...
yeah, tell me.
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Role Fair. we got into Latigo proper. The party met Sua, who smuggled them in and taught them some of the signs and symbols that the herd and other resistance fighters here use to combat against the Order of the Qatari Mungi and the Coven of the Silver Cloud. They made it to the Little Lemon, where they have discovered a dwarf that seems to be more than what he seems. And his name was something. Where'd it go? Geta. And we are picking up, I believe, if I recall correctly, Rainer. You had went up to the room to do something, correct?
Yes. I actually went up to the room to kind of wait in hopes that, like, I don't know, I was trying to hopefully imply that, you know, I would be up in the room waiting for these people to come and see me if they needed to.
Yeah, that did not go through my brain. Okay, noted. So, Rainer has gone up to his room. We're going to pick up with the rest of you down at the bottom. You have seen the two gentlemen playing tiles over in the corner. And Geta has excused himself.
If I remember correctly, Sherry was going to head out with Arden to go shopping and stuff.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to approach the...
bench.
Lovely gentleman playing tiles.
Okay. Is there anything specific that you do, or you just walk up?
I walk up to them with a pouch of gold.
Okay.
And, what's the buy-in for the round?
They look up at you. Not much of gamblers ourselves.
What, did you guys just play solitaire?
Play tiles for fun.
Uh-huh. Do you play Dragon's Nest? Even if you're not betting.
Yes.
Excellent. Do you mind if we play with you?
If you desire. What brings you to town? To the Little Lemon.
Well, we're sightseeing the area. We've been dragged hither and yon mostly by the Twirtle. You know how they are.
Sure. Haven't met one really myself, but I hear they're adventurous.
Incorrigible.
Oh, yeah. What a big word for mossy.
Guess where she learned it from.
I'm not here, I'm in the upstairs room.
Just for mother either.
Just for good snort left.
Who's the new head case?
I can hear them now. Anyway, we can't keep him down. We go to a city and he needs to see the next one, and well, we got here.
Interesting. Well, very well. And he deals you the tiles, and you guys begin playing. No need to make rolls. It's just kind of what you're doing while you're having small talk. So, what's the plan now?
What plan? I told you we followed Tortle. He has no plan.
And you just happened to show up at the Little Lemon and...
Well...
What's so special about the Little Lemon that everyone keeps talking about the Little Lemon?
What's so special about your mustache?
A little lemon. Really helps with the shine.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Little Lemon was simply a sheep that is the matron of many of the herds in the area.
Hmm. That's interesting. I didn't hear that part.
Did you say boring? What an asshole.
Steph just kind of like mumbles that over
that's,
to
that's
to
like Kaiji. A double insult. That's funny.
It's like, ooh, a sheep.
So, you're locals. You are from this area?
Yeah, for the most part.
How are you... What's the word? You're not transplants. You're homesteaded here? Is that the word humans use?
My family has been here for probably about 30 years.
Wow. Alright.
He looks like he's probably mid-20s.
On our way in, we just ran into a pack of shepherds. They told us that there is nothing that shepherds hope for more than clear skies. Would you agree?
Go ahead and make a persuasion check.
Sounds like code.
Nat 20.
Nice.
You fail.
Yes. I guess it depends on the situation, but yes. We like things to be clear and
sky.
Understand what we're looking at. What is it that you would like to understand?
Well, we are here in search of some people that can help us. I don't remember the names because I'm awful at names. That's not true.
There was Aikuum and Zindula and Torth Bonskod.
I don't remember the difference between these three.
So Kovai is the resistance leader. Zin is the contact in the Covenant of the Silver Cloud, and Torth is the leader of the herd in the area. That's the Undigen herd, to be specific.
Well, I'm under the impression that there's a Zin that would be most likely to help us find what we need.
At the mention of her name, you see their faces kind of go white a little bit, and they just quickly go, shh.
My pardons.
I'm going to try to very subtly glance around without...
Okay, make a perception check. Do a stealth check first.
Well, that was a weird balance. 14 for stealth.
Okay.
19 for perception.
Okay. So as you look around, tavern's pretty empty. No one seems to be paying attention, but they're still like...
So we do like that scene from Jurassic Park. No, we don't.
But they look at you and say,
see, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Don't mention them by name.
Hey, anyone heard of Zed?
Just do the Jurassic Park thing.
Yeah.
My pardons.
He's right here.
Let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. You won't find any of those ones here. But the leader of the resistance, he whispers quietly to you, mm-hmm. will be here tonight.
All right.
So is the Little Lemon not a generally safe place to talk, or only at certain times?
Well, it is. Oh, are you asking that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Seth is asking them, yeah.
Of course it's safe. It's a secret. But...
But it's not secret.
There are spies and enemies that can penetrate.
Yeah.
Still a public establishment, is what I hear you say.
Indeed, it's still a tavern.
As Arden comes walking down the stairs.
Just chuckling to himself in French.
It's like, oh, and he looks like he's 12 years old.
My children need lives.
Doing his Peter Griffin laugh.
That's not French.
I know.
We apologize to any potential French listeners that we have.
You can make fun of Americans, too. It's okay.
So do we.
Croissant.
Oh, jeez.
Serviette.
So, we know a little bit about Little Lemon. We know a little bit about shepherds. Are there any other sites you could tell us about? Things we should look for?
Maybe any furniture shops or art galleries?
Furniture shops and art galleries.
Okay.
Well, there are. I'll get you a list.
I'd love that.
But more than anything...
Just none of the letters. I don't know what those are.
From what I heard your colleague saying earlier, you will probably find the most help from said leader that will be here tonight.
Can he audience him? Here.
Of course.
I guess that's all we need. He's the brains of the operation. We're the tiles of the operation.
Want to keep things contained within at least the main part of this tavern.
Fair. Well, shoot, I don't seem to have ordered a drink. Just pull wine out of my bag.
He just hands you his own flask.
How kind.
Welcome to the Resistance. La Resistance.
Viva la Resistance!
Something the gnomes used to say, I don't know what it means.
Vive la vida loca!
It's French nomenclature.
Wait.
That's our title.
French nomenclature. That's fantastic.
With
that was good. Wow.
Oh, well done, sir.
That set itself up so well.
Oh, man.
Okay. So you've continue playing your game with them. Rainer, you sit in that room for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes.
You know, I'm kind of wondering now if my hints weren't very good. Maybe I should have asked Asar how to give hints.
I don't think I ask hints. I just tell you what I want.
I mean, like, but you're better at communicating with people, so obviously you would know how to hint better than I hint. I don't hint very well. I
thought men didn't like it when...
We don't. That's why I'm so bad at it.
You know, I think it's really sexy when you get flustered. Keep going, it's given.
I don't know how to respond to that one. Do you think we need to maybe give them more hints?
Probably. It's been half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come from all across town. You know, there's a traffic jam. They're on their way.
Actually, so you got a good look at the owner, right?
The dwarf?
Yes.
Technically, he's only a co-owner.
Well, he probably knows the owner. Maybe you
we
could
sending him,
because we won't be speaking anything out loud. It'll just go into his brain, and just say, you know, the heir of Latigo is waiting up in this room.
I will remind you, because you probably forgot. Arden told you that something was not right with him.
Oh.
Yeah, someone was talking to him and telling him to be silent, so let's skip the middle manager and find the actual owner of the estate. I could go a full Karen and demand to speak with the manager.
Where's Karen?
It's a T'Chawi word.
I believe it would be a
Chandelierian
word.
Karen, it starts with a T.
An M.
Yes, yeah, starts
an
with an M.
M. An MTK.
M.
Karen. Yeah. It's Karen.
Sure. Do you want to get changed, or do you want to still be presenting in your regalia?
I don't want to be in my, like, Latigo regalia, because right now I'm not. Right now I don't have, like, the Latigo crest and stuff on.
Oh, I thought you changed into it.
No, because I didn't want to...
Did disguise self.
Yeah, I didn't want to have that showing off until we met the right people. And so I don't think it's a good idea for me to kind of flaunt that until we know we are connected to, safe eyes.
All right, well, let us go. Asar leaves the room.
I'll let you do the talking this time.
And I am looking for, like, an office.
Okay.
You know, some sort of, like...
WeWork?
Yeah, employee-only section of the tavern.
Make an investigation check.
I'm not good at those.
I'm sorry.
17.
Okay. Good work.
Good enough.
You're able to find kind of the direction you would need to go. Seems relatively unattended, unguarded. But as you make a perception check for me real quick, too. You can as well, Rainer.
16.
Okay. So what you notice... Rainer is still flabbergasted with the conversation before.
I'm like in my own head trying to think of like, how could I word the next hint to make it like without being on the nose, but
hinty.
But you notice what seems to be unguarded is actually fairly well guarded, with both magic and some guards behind some unseen areas. You notice like a slit in the wall, and you hear just kind of a very quiet cough back there.
Bless you.
Oh, gosh. Oh gosh.
Hello. I use the butt end of my Junabi staff. Hello.
You like see like a, I don't know, what, a slider come down.
Hi. Hello.
What do you want?
I want to speak with the shepherd of this herd.
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
Mm-hmm. What is the same number? 16.
Okay. Okay.
Is he in?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. It's very important. I know we don't have an appointment, but it's urgent that we speak with the shepherd.
Okay. First door on the left.
I give him a silver. Thank you. You've been very kind.
You're welcome. He looks like exceptionally confused, but seems to think like you know what you're doing. So
we should have gotten a clipboard. This would have been perfect.
And a ladder.
And a ladder. And a cone.
We go to the first door on the left.
So you walk up a flight of stairs and turn left. First door on the left. And the door is slightly cracked. Make another perception check for me.
16.
Okay. As you go to, like, knock on the door, you hear the dwarf's voice. And it's somewhat panicked. You make out some words, not quite all of them. It's almost like he's you know, speaking in gibberish of some sort. But every now and again you hear,
I don't want to do it anymore. I just leave me alone.
And just more kind of frustrations and panicky conversation with himself.
With himself? Mm-hmm. Asa's going to look pointedly at Reyna, and then at the door, and then, you know, do that, like, side eye of, like, do we go in or not?
Reyna is going to just quickly move himself into the door, locate where the dwarf is, go over, and going to touch him and cast Protection from Evil and Good.
Okay. Go ahead and make is there a...
There's nothing on that. It basically... it makes it so, like, if they are, like, charmed, frightened, possessed, etc., they would have advantage on whatever next saving throw they might have against that.
Okay. I want you to... I'm going to make you roll for this one, just because of circumstances here.
Do like a dexterity thing? Or
no, not dexterity. I want you to make a... Let's have you make a religion check.
Oh, that's going to be good anyway, because it's a nat 20.
Nice. Okay, give me 21. 1 second. Bear with me.
Rawr.
So as you go to cast the spell, you feel the dwarf, like, doesn't even look at you, but you see his hand shoot up towards you, and you feel like this force trying to stop you, but you're able to push past it and understand that there is a possession of some sort going on here, and you cast the spell. And you're able to feel that entity, whatever here has lightened. It hasn't been completely removed, but it's been diminished. And you see the dwarf look around. Who are you?
You just spoke with us downstairs.
I did?
Yep. My name is Asa. This is Raina.
Yes, we've been trying to contact you about your wagon's extended warranty.
I'm sorry. I honestly don't remember the last 3 days.
Oh, but you remember that it's been 3 days.
Sorry, I would not remember that. That's Devin making a horrible error. I don't even remember how I got here.
Are you in fact the owner of the Little Lemon?
One of them.
Who's the other?
His name is Iked.
Iked. Is Iked hurting you for some reason?
No, it's something else. I don't know what it is.
Have you been given any, I don't know, random gifts, items lately? Trinkets, rings,
mushrooms, amulets,
drugs, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
Okay, well, I mean, I did, I will let you know, I did just cast a spell on you, Protection from Evil and Good. It lasts about 10 minutes, and during those 10 minutes, you apparently are no longer overcome by whatever was overcoming you.
Thanks. It has a very calming voice.
Oh.
But it's demanding.
So someone speaks to you that's not this Iked person?
No, it's something else.
Oh.
I think they're trying to infiltrate the herd and the resistance.
Well, it's a good thing that we caught you now, before anything went downhill.
So you say it's trying to infiltrate. So one of your enemies are trying to get into your head?
I don't know. He said his mother is after something.
His mother? I mean, immediately I want to think that this has something to do with us, but that would be wild.
What are the odds?
I don't know any mother things at the moment.
Does mother have a stab wound?
He said to keep an eye out for people actually like you.
Well, I'm hoping
Have you ever met the person that talks to you?
No.
And you have no inkling who this mother might be?
No.
Just they want bad things to
kill
happen.
Kill him. If I can't restore myself, will you kill me?
Oh, you know what? That's taking a turn very darky.
We can't let the resistance fall.
Do we have anyone that has some sort of like
crazy
restoration magic that is more than just my own?
Hold on, let me see.
He only has 10 minutes, so.
Well, I've got half a dozen spell slots.
Well, okay.
I'm going to cast Lesser Restoration on him.
Okay. So go ahead and make a religion check for me.
Oh, okay. Before religion.
With advantage on this one.
And guidance!
I just met you.
Can you cast
this is crazy.
You're casting a spell?
But here's my dagger.
You can put guidance on yourself.
Don't kill me.
Guidance is a cantrip, right?
Yeah.
You know,
in the middle of
Brad,
casting a
you're
spell.
You're terrible.
That's
why we love you. Well, no.
Did you roll with advantage?
Yeah. The first one was a nat 1. The second one was a nat 20.
Oh. Nice. Thank Very you. Nice. Okay.
I haven't cast the spell yet.
Okay.
I guess I'm doing religion first.
Well, so it's more just a check for the spell's success.
Oh.
Is kind of what we're doing here.
Ah. Oh, cool. I'm so confused.
That's
so
okay.
Was
Sorry,
I
you're
supposed
good, you're
to
good. You're good.
Do the spell you're first?
Good. Well, you don't need... You're fine.
Yeah, the spell doesn't have, like, a save in general. This is... I'm just trying to make something up for a save.
Oh, I see.
So she got a 22 for
because you're essentially fighting the creature inside of him.
Okay.
So you go to cast that spell, and again, you feel a resistance push against you, trying to fight against whatever you're about to do. But as you lay your hands right on his chest, you feel that resistance completely vanish, and you hear him breathe a sigh of relief. And he, like, crumples to the floor, just completely overcome, strength diminished. And he looks up and he says, "He's gone. He's gone." And that's where we will end this session. Thanks for listening. Are you on the road? Been run out of town again? Well, Rollfair can keep you company while you drive. Our episodes are 30 to 60 minutes. Tell us how we are doing on social media or Spotify. Thanks for bearing with us.